bcc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
Broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall. I say, Carruthers, are you all right down there?
And inside out, and you say, how appropriate. I don't want to dissect everything today. I don't mean to pick you apart, you see, but I can't help it. And there I go, jumping before the gunshot has gone off. Slap me with the splintered ruler, and it would knock me to the floor if I wasn't there already. If only I could hunt the hunter. And all I really want is some patience. Wonder why I'm relentless and all strung out. I'm consumed by the chill of solitary. I'm like Estella, I like to reel it in and then spit it out. I'm frustrated by your apathy, and I am frightened by the corrupt eyes of this land. If only I could meet the maker. And I am fascinated. Did you think about your bills, your ex, your deadlines, or when you think you're gonna die? Or did you long for the next distraction?
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Revolving Door on CFRC 101.9 FM. Now, That last song was What I Really Want by Alanis Morissette off of her album Jagged Little Pill. I did an episode a while ago, I guess, talking about post-grunge and what I thought was the best post-grunge album and also what I thought post-grunge was. And I think Alanis Morissette has existed as sort of a figure of music and a figure of 90s culture and even into the 2000s and especially as Canadian culture for a very long time. And growing up, I didn't really like her because I heard all of her singles over and over again. And I think You Ought to Know, which I'll play later, is a really good song. But I think that song, Ironic, is bad. Like, I don't know how to describe it. I think it's stupidly written and bad. And I think it's one of those songs that serves as what your grade 8 English teacher will tell you to analyze to see and differentiate between the different types of speech and prose. But I had never actually given the full album a listen until recently, and it kind of clicked for me that why wouldn't Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill be the best post-grunge album? Because I think it makes sense. It makes perfect sense that Alanis Morissette, a Canadian woman, would create this album that would stand as the best thing to come after grunge, especially when you consider grunge and Nirvana and sort of grunge as a counterculture and something that is so against the patriarchy and capitalism and sort of hinging off of and bouncing off of contemporary groups like Riot Girl, groups like Bikini Kill and L7 and Babes in Toyland. Thinking about Alanis Morissette's place in that, like, yes, it makes sense that her album Jagged Little Pill would be the best post-grunge album because it is about sort of what it is like to grow up in the grunge era but not have your voice be heard, which is kind of what grunge was about to begin with, about voices that aren't being heard. So I'm going to be playing probably most of Jagged Little Pill today just to like analyze like and listen to like what Alanis Morissette is saying and contextualizing it with her and her femininity and her as a subject coming out of the 90s and into the turn of the 21st century. But yeah, the next song I'm going to play, which I already mentioned before, is You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette off of her album Jagged Little Pill. Coming up.
Are you in need of legal assistance? Queen's Legal Aid provides legal services to low-income residents of Kingston, Napanee, and surrounding areas, and to Queen's University and St. Lawrence College students. Queen's Legal Aid can help with tenants' rights matters, small claims court matters for claims between $1,000 and $25,000, serious provincial offenses, criminal offenses of a relatively minor nature, and much more. Learn more about how Queen's Legal Aid can help you online at queenslawclinics.ca or call them at 613-533-2102.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby?
Did you forget about me, Mr. Do? meet a bug girl in the middle of dinner. There was a slap in the face. How quickly I was replaced. And are you thinking of me when you fuck her? Cause the love that she gave to be made was a name on the lake. And enough for you to be open wide. Oh. And every time you speak her name, but you know how you told me you'd hold me until you die.
I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm
chicken shit. I'm sick, but I'm pretty.
Hey.
original things. You held your breath and the door for me. Thanks for your patience. This healthy before. I've never wanted something rational. I am aware now. I am aware now. You've already.
Radio guy, you're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, Yo-Yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look, it's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out, Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Now, those last three songs were Hand in My Pocket, Right Through You, and Head Over Feet by Alanis Morissette off of her album Jagged Little Pill. Now, again, I kind of wrote this album off and Alanis Morissette off as being kind of a lame or schmaltzy sort of product of the grunge era and of post-grunge. And I think that's wrong. I think that's really wrong. And I think her as sort of this canonized figure of post-grunge and of pop culture and of 90s pop culture is really profound, and it, again, makes a lot of sense when you consider where grunge came out of, being this countercultural movement, Kurt Cobain and Nirvana being anti-patriarchy, and sort of grunge also being, I think, very feminist as well, which is ironic because there are not very many well-known grunge girl groups or like female grunge icons, aside from Courtney Love, really, which is tough because there are so many very talented women-led grunge groups, and even in punk rock groups and Riot Girl groups. So yeah, I think, again, it makes a lot of sense that Alanis Morissette became what she became with this album, and I think it does make a case for itself as the best post-grunge album, because it talks a lot about, I think, just what it is like and what it was like to grow up in that time as a woman. And I think it's really cool, and I like it, so I'm going to play more of it. And the next song I'm going to play is called Mary Jane, coming right up.
What's the matter, Mary Jane? Had a hard day. There's a place that don't disturb sign on the door. You lost your place in mind again. What a pity. Never seen the one. Roller coaster, the next change.
filler if the void is solely yours. I don't wanna be your glass of single malt whiskey hidden in the bottom drawer. And I don't wanna be a bandage if the wound is not mine. Lend me some fresh air. I don't wanna be adored for what I merely represent to you. Babysitter, you're a very big boy now. I don't wanna be your mother. I didn't carry you in my womb for 9 months. Show me the back door. Visiting hours are 9 to 5, and if I show up at 6:10, will I already know that you find some way to sneak me in? The fridge on your face at midnight. Hey, what are you hungry for? I don't wanna be the glue that holds your pieces together. I don't wanna be your idol. See, this pedestal is high and I'm afraid of heights. I don't wanna be lived through a vicarious occasion. For your fractured heart and its wounded feet. And I don't wanna be a substitute for the smoke you've been inhaling. Well, what do you thank me? What do you thank me for? Visiting hours are 9 to 5, and if I show up at 6:10, will I already know that you'll find some way to sneak me in? And oh, don't you think? It's like rain. when you're already late. A no smoking sign on your cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. And yeah, I really do think.
Underestimated and they're paying. Catholic girls can be. We make up for so much time a little too late. I never forgot it. Confusing as it was, now fun with no guilt feelings. The sinner, the savior, the love of the freestyle. See you next Sunday. We all have reasons to be there. We all have a thing or two to learn. We all need something to cling to. So we get heard. I sang hallelujah in the choir. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I confess my darkest deeds to an envious man. My brothers, they never went blind for what they did, but I may as well have in the name of the Father, the skeptic and the son. I had one more stupid question.
Then you're in my love.
got to measure up. Make me
last few songs were Mary Jane, Not the Doctor, Ironic, Wake Up, Forgiven, and Perfect, all by Alanis Morissette off of her album Jagged Little Pill. Now, I don't have much left to say as we get to the end of the episode, other than I think about my point from earlier and at the beginning of the episode, which I guess is sort of the thesis statement of this episode, and how that is... that how you're able to see that from this album and the songs I played. I've played basically the entire album out of order, but it stands still, it stands tall. But yeah, I'm going to play one more song here before ending the show and to send us off for the night. And again, just think about that song and how it stands for what I made, the point I made at the beginning of the episode, and how this song really projects that point through this album. But yeah, to end the show, I'm going to play All I Really Want by Alanis Morissette. Here it comes.
And inside out, and you say, how appropriate. I don't want to dissect everything today. I don't mean to pick you apart, you see, but I can't help it. And there I go, jumping before the gunshot has gone off. Slap me with the splintered ruler, and it would knock me to the floor. And all strung out, I'm consumed by the chill of solitary. I'm like like a Stella. I like to reel it in and then spit it out. I'm frustrated by your apathy. And I am frightened by the corrupted race of this land. If only I could meet the maker. And I am fascinated by the spiritual man. I'm humbled by his humble nature. Yeah.
And what I wouldn't give to find a soulmate. Someone else to catch this drift. And what I wouldn't give to meet a kindred. Oh, 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 oh. Enough about me. Let's talk about you for a minute. Enough about you. Let's talk about life for a while. The conflicts, the craziness, and the sound of pretense is falling all around. All around. Why are you so petrified of silence? Did you think about your bills, your ex, your deadlines? Or when you think you're gonna die? Or did you long for the next distraction? And all I need now is intellectual intercourse. A soul to dig the hole much deeper. And I have no concept of time or burden it is playing. If only I could kill the killer. Is some peace, man, a place to find a common ground. And all I really want is a wavelength. Oh, 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 oh. And all I really want is some comfort, a way to get my hands untied.
Have you ever been to Extended Family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf,
doing crafts,
hanging friends,
and gardening.
I like doing everything at EAF. We just love Extended Family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Baggett Street for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to extended family. Come and have some fun.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
Swing, Swang, Swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
Hey, this is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.